Chapter 4, Assessments and Audits. Question 1. Metrics for security baselines and hardening efforts rely on which of the following? A. Mitigation of threats and attacks. B. Identification of security measures and policies. C. Identification of vulnerability and risk. D. Mitigation of vulnerability and risk. The correct answer is C. Metrics for security baselines and hardening efforts rely on identification of vulnerability and risk. It is necessary to have some mechanism for measuring vulnerability to determine whether a baseline has been met or if a new security measure has been effective. Question 2. When the risk of equipment loss is covered by a full replacement insurance policy, which of the following best describes the risk? A. Accepted. B. Transferred. C. Eliminated. D. Mitigated. The correct answer is B. A risk, once identified, can be dealt with in several ways. A risk may be transferred, such as when the risk of equipment loss is covered by a full replacement insurance policy. Question 3. An organization removes legacy dial-up telephony modem devices to prevent war dialing attacks. Which of the following best describes the risk? A. Accepted. B. Transferred. C. Eliminated. D. Mitigated. The correct answer is C. A risk, once identified, can be dealt with in several ways. Some risks can be eliminated through a change in the technology, policy, or mechanism of employment. For example, the risk of war dialing attacks can be eliminated by removing legacy dial-up telephony modem devices. Question 4. When an organization installs a firewall to prevent attacks, which of the following best describes the risk? A. Accepted. B. Transferred. C. Eliminated. D. Mitigated. The correct answer is D. A risk, once identified, can be dealt with in several ways. Most risks fall into the mitigated response area, where the application of additional effort may reduce the risk to a level documented as acceptable. Question 5. Which of the following best describes the primary purpose of a risk assessment? A. To collect user logins and passwords for administrative purposes. B. To scan the network to find and address vulnerabilities. C. To properly store and protect personally identifiable information. D. To identify existing threats and potential mitigation mechanisms. The correct answer is D. Before any baseline can be established, beyond those developed by regulatory bodies outside of the business entity, a risk assessment must be conducted to identify existing risks and potential mitigation mechanisms. Question 6. Which of the following best describes how single loss expectancy is calculated? A. Loss prevented minus the total cost of the solution. B. Asset value multiplied by the threat exposure factor. C. Threat factor multiplied by potential vulnerability. D. Annualized rate of occurrence multiplied by threat factor. The correct answer is B. SLE equals asset value multiplied by the threat exposure factor or probability. Question 7. An organization identified risks, estimated the impact of potential threats, and identified ways to reduce the risk without the cost of the prevention outweighing the risk. Which of the following best describes this action? A. Risk management. B. Risk acceptance. C. Risk analysis. D. Risk transference. The correct answer is C. Risk analysis helps align security objectives with business objectives. Risk analysis identifies risks, estimates the impact of potential threats, and identifies ways to reduce the risk without the cost of the prevention outweighing the risk. Question 8. Which of the following best describes risk? A. Probability of threat exposure. B. Cumulative loss expectancy. C. Possibility of loss or danger. D. Mitigation of loss or danger. The correct answer is C. Risk is the possibility of loss or danger. Question 9. An organization wants to select an assessment tool for checking particular versions and patch levels of a service. Which of the following should the organization choose? A. Port Scanner. B. Network Mapper. C. Protocol Analyzer. D. Vulnerability Scanner. The correct answer is D. A vulnerability scanner is a software utility that will scan a range of IP addresses, testing for the presence of known vulnerabilities in software configuration and accessible services. Unlike port scanners, which only test for the availability of services, vulnerability scanners may check for the particular version or patch level of a service to determine its level of vulnerability. Question 10. An organization wants to select an assessment tool that will create graphical details suitable for reporting on network configurations. Which of the following should the organization choose? Port Scanner. B. Network Mapper. C. Protocol Analyzer. D. Vulnerability Scanner. The correct answer is B. A network mapper is a software utility used to conduct network assessments over a range of IP addresses. The network mapper compiles a listing of all systems, devices, and network hardware present within a network segment. Question 11. An organization wants to select an assessment tool that will directly test user logon password strength. Which of the following should the organization choose? A. Password Locker. B. Password Generator. C. Password Cracker. D. Password Keychain. The correct answer is C. A password cracker is a software utility that allows direct testing of user logon password strength by conducting a brute force password test using dictionary terms, specialized lexicons, or mandatory complexity guidelines. Question 12. When using a password cracker to test mandatory complexity guidelines, which of the following should the password cracker provide? The password only. B. The password and hash value. C. The username and password. D. The strength of the password. The correct answer is D. Password crackers should provide only the relative strength of a password, rather than the password itself, to avoid weakening logon responsibility under evidentiary discovery actions. Question 13. An organization wants to select an assessment tool that will report information used to identify single points of failure. Which of the following should the organization choose? A. Port Scanner. B. Network Mapper. C. Protocol Analyzer. D. Vulnerability Scanner. The correct answer is B. The network mapper compiles a listing of all systems, devices, and network hardware present within a network segment. This information can be used to identify single points of failure, conduct a network inventory, and create graphical details suitable for reporting on network configurations. Question 14. Which of the following tools is often referred to as a packet sniffer? A. Port scanner. B. Network mapper. C. Protocol analyzer. D. Vulnerability scanner. The correct answer is C. A protocol analyzer is a software utility is used on a hub, a switch supervisory port, or in line with network connectivity to allow the analysis of network communications. Individual protocols, specific endpoints, or sequential access attempts may be identified using this utility, which is often referred to as a packet sniffer. Question 15. Which of the following is best described as a friendly attack against a network to test the security measures put into place? A. Vulnerability assessment. B. A penetration test. C. Security assessment. D. Compliance test. The correct answer is B. Friendly attacks against a network to test the security measures put into place. Such attacks are referred to as penetration tests or simply pen tests. Question 16. Which of the following is true about the relationship between vulnerability assessment and penetration testing? A. They are inversely related. B. They are contradictory. C. They are separate functions. D. They are complementary. The correct answer is D. Vulnerability assessments may be complemented by directed efforts to exploit vulnerabilities in an attempt to gain access to networked resources. Penetration testing includes all of the process in vulnerability assessment plus an important extra step, which is to exploit the vulnerabilities found in the discovery phase. Question 17. Which of the following is the most likely reason the ping command returns a timeout when trying to contact an external host? The host is unavailable. B. DNS traffic is blocked. C. The host network is unavailable. D. ICMP traffic is blocked. The correct answer is D. It is common practice to block ICMP traffic on routers and firewalls. The devices can be configured to block ICMP ping request packets. Question 18. Which of the following is used for tracking and viewing the utilization of operating system resources? A. Event Viewer. B. Performance Console. C. Network Monitor. D. Task Manager. The correct answer is B. Microsoft's Performance Console is used for tracking and viewing the utilization of operating system resources. Question 19. Which of the following best describes anomaly-based monitoring? A. Looks at patterns of access that have been established. B. Looks at the way certain executable files make a computer act. C. Looks for specific byte sequences that appear in attack traffic. D. Looks for traffic behavior that is new or unusual. The correct answer is D. Anomaly-based monitoring detects any traffic behavior that is new or unusual. Question 20. Which of the following best describes signature-based monitoring? A. Looks at patterns of access that have been established. B. Looks at the way certain executable files make a computer act. C. Looks for specific byte sequences that appear in attack traffic. D. Looks for traffic behavior that is new or unusual principle. The correct answer is C. Signature-based monitoring looks for specific byte sequences or signatures that are known to appear in attack traffic. We have reached the end of the fourth section. If you got every answers correctly, well done. If you find it difficult to answer some question, read through specific topic for each questions.